spilling the tea on Hollywood's A-listers.
Kardashians.
I have met every single one.
Exposing scandals.
Because she's not a good person, but either is he.
Digging the dirt.
Is she a diva? Yes.
And finding out what's going on behind the scenes.
Yelling at cast members?
Yes.
It was a script.
Nah.
His identity is a secret.
But his stories have been proven right time and time again.
This is Enty.
The celebrity's faces might not move, but his lips certainly do every week for our segment live from Hollywood. Come on in, Enty.
My goodness, do you sit at home at night and come up with the introduction every week, or does it just come to the top of your head?
No, listen, let's pull back the curtain, Enty. I lead a bleak life, and I do sit at home, and I think about this for a good 10 to 15 minutes of my weekend. I'm a lonely, sad, bald man, Enty. I apologize to you and the audience.
No, I think it's great. The intro is incredible, and, you know, thank you for that every week.
Hey, Enty, wild week. Last 7 days in Hollywood, it's all go. James Corden being accused of being a cretin of a man, abusing waiter staff at a restaurant. He's phoned up. He's apologized to the owner profusely. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think everybody in Hollywood already knew that James Corden was probably the worst boss this side of Ellen.
Really?
He treats all of his employees. Oh, my gosh. He's a horrible human being. And everybody in Hollywood knows that. I think it was just finally the whole world got to see it when he got banned, because it's such an interesting story, getting banned from a restaurant. But if he treats his employees so poorly, then you know he's going to treat, like, waiters and waitresses and waitstaff poorly. He has a small man with a big ego.
He seems so lovable on Carpool Karaoke, though. That's, you know, like, he seems like he's having a happy time singing with celebrities.
Well, so did Ellen. Ellen always seemed happy when she was out there dancing and everything.
I don't like this, Enty. I want to know everyone is as nice as they seem on TV.
It's hard to get away with being an ass nowadays, isn't it, Enty?
Yeah, it's very interesting because the whole country, it didn't really know that Ellen was a horrible human being, but everybody in Los Angeles did, right? Because it's a very small community of writers and staffers and things like that. And so word gets around. So everybody in L.A., or I'll write a blind item, or I have a gossip note, but it doesn't really spread. Same with James Corden. But then when you get some kind of unique story, then the whole country realizes what everybody in Los Angeles or New York already knew, that somebody's, you know, horrible. It takes something like that.
I was just going to say, what happens if it's just a bad day from Corden? You know, like, it was just a bad day at the restaurant, and, you know, things were going on, and maybe he said something. You know, it all happens. It happens to us all.
It sure does. However, if you're having a bad day, you know, you probably, I think you guys are nice enough and respectful enough where you're not going to take it out on your wait staff, right? You're not going to say, okay, well, there's a little bit of egg white in my yolk. Bring me some champagne right now and take this back and whatever. You're not going to do that. And that's just one restaurant. So think about how many times a week this guy goes out to eat and how many experiences waiters and waitresses have had with him over the years.
Has this done damage to brand Corden?
You know, it probably over here a little bit, but, you know, he's quitting anyway. He wants to go take Graham Norton's job, so I don't think, you know, in England that they care.
Is he taking over from Norton?
That's the rumor, is that he wants Graham Norton's job.
I want Graham Norton's job. Can I put that out there, that I want Graham Norton's job?
Hold on. Does Graham Norton know that everyone wants his job?
I think Graham Norton's extremely unique in what he does, and I think that Graham Norton, I don't know. I really enjoy watching Graham Norton.
He's very good.
And the format and just his style of delivery and his interaction with the audience, and Corden's not that.
Yeah, well, with the Enty live from Hollywood.
Taylor Swift are making a lot of news. She put new music out for the first time in a wee while. It was massive on Spotify. Now, everyone, as they like to do, they like to pick the lyrics apart and try and work out if she's talking about certain celebrities and what things she's reflecting on. Do you have any inside word on that?
I think that she needs to find some new people to pick on. This is the thing. First of all, the album's not that great. There, I said it. Unpopular opinion.
Oh, Enty.
He is on fire this week.
Oh, jeez.
It's not that good. I mean, there's probably like 5 skips on it, you know? But, you know, there's the songs where, okay, oh, is this about Karlie Kloss again? Okay, well, this is like the 18th song you've written about Karlie Kloss. That was a long time ago. Let's move on. Scooter Braun, same thing. John Mayer, same thing. Let's find somebody else who has irritated you so we don't have to have the same people over and over again.
Maybe it was a waiter at a restaurant who didn't separate the egg whites, didn't give a bottle of champagne, write a song about them.
Yes, exactly. It's kind of like Adele, right? Adele's last album didn't do all that great compared to the rest because she had already run out of material from that boyfriend that dumped her 15 years ago that she wrote her first four albums about. So she had nothing to be angry about anymore.
Ainty, do you need a hug? Are you all right?
Have you met Taylor Swift? Have you come across her in your travels?
Yeah, I've met Taylor Swift, and her publicist and I have had conversations in the past and stuff. So, yeah, I've run into Taylor. The music people, I've run into almost everybody. There's very few people in music that I haven't run into.
Wow.
I'm sure the same with you, as every artist that comes to New Zealand probably stops by your show.
Now, okay, so, we'll run through them. Have you Michael Jackson?
Have I met Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
I met Michael Jackson, yeah.
You've met Michael Jackson?
Wow.
Damn, I haven't met Michael Jackson.
No.
What was Michael Jackson like?
It was in a context. It was a really strange thing. It was at a store opening in Las Vegas. And, you know, he was there and very quiet, but very, oh, hi, how are you kind of thing. Nice to meet you. And, you know, very good at small talk. Talked to me for like 3 or 4 minutes and then moved on to the next person that wanted to have small talk.
Wow.
That is cool.
Yeah, ain't he?
R. Kelly.
Oh, geez, but I'm stopping you there, John. Okay, Matthew Perry. Now, this is really sad. From Friends, obviously, Chandler on Friends. He's writing a memoir, writing a book, and he's talking about his battles with addiction, a long, long battle with addiction and sobriety as well. So this is coming out very soon.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. Like, there was a story about him where dating, like, Julia Roberts and stuff, and it was just so 1990s.
I read that.
Right? Because what it was he got it. He didn't have text, really. He didn't have email. So what he would do is, she was in France and he was, I don't know, in L.A. or something. And he was faxing her every day to her hotel. And they'd have like 3 or 4 faxes each day back and forth.
And as you write,
a painfully slow method of communication.
And he'd run home at the end of the day going, what if I got another fax from Julia? And he would. And then he'd send one back. You're right. Yeah. It's very 90s.
It is. But at the same time, I thought about it. I thought about it after. I was like, okay, when you send a text, guys, or you send an email, nowadays you can put a little emoji on there or something like that. But this was personal. This was handwriting, right? How is this really different than getting a letter? Because you could see, you know, maybe, you know, she drew a heart or she did something like that. And, you know, it's handwritten and maybe he was drunk and so it was all scribbles or something. But it's actual. I feel like it's more intimate than, say, like a text or a email or something like that, because you are actually taking, you know, your hand and writing something.
Oh, tell me about it. Back in the day when I wanted to send Ben a saucy picture, I had to draw it. I had to draw it a picture of it, didn't I, Ben, and fax it over to you.
He did. It'll take a while to come through. Kim Kardashian just had a birthday, and she ended up at In-N-Out Burger, I was reading over the weekend, which I guess is a surprising place to see Kim Kardashian. Do you see celebrities just out and about in Los Angeles when you're in your travels?
Yeah, you know, the only thing shocking about her going in and out is her actually eating. Although I did see that she just went out for a 3-hour dinner with Ivanka Trump. So,
really?
You know, I mean, it's anything. Yeah, she just had a 3-hour dinner with her. Yeah, you'll see celebrities everywhere because you see them at the gas station. You see them at the grocery store. You see them, you know, out to eat at restaurants. It's not, you see them everywhere because if they don't have an assistant or something, I mean, I saw Will Arnett once buying lottery tickets at a gas station. So, I mean,
does he need to win the lottery? I would imagine things are going pretty well for Will Arnett.
He was buying scratchers. So I don't know if maybe he was buying them for a charity thing or for himself or whatever. I don't know.
I do love this.
Bought a lot of them.
Yeah, I do love the old scratchies. They're a bit of fun. They are a bit of fun. Ainty, you're our champion. Thank you very much for your time. You go and keep safe over there in the United States. Okay, mate?
All right. You guys have a great week.